Now, elsewhere, the House of Representatives has now joined the United States Senate in passing legislation to curb class action lawsuits. President Bush and congressional Republicans hope this will be the first step toward their goal of overhauling the civil justice system. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The bill sailed through easily. 50 Democrats and all but one Republican voted for it. Backers, including Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner, say class action lawsuits are out of control.
The crisis now threatens the integrity of our civil justice system and undermines the economic vitality upon which job creation depends.
Democrat Rick Boucher of Virginia says the pattern is all too familiar. A trial lawyer assembles plaintiffs and finds a judge in a state or county court willing to certify them as a class.
The lawyer who filed the case makes an offer that it's hard for the corporate defendant to refuse. He asks for large fees in the millions of dollars for himself and coupons for the plaintiff class members that he represents.
And the coupons are often worthless. To drive home this point, Virginia Republican Bob Goodlatte held up a visual aid, a colorful pie chart representing various settlements. He called it the class action wheel of fortune.
How about the Poland Springwater case, where the lawyers got $1.35 million in the Wheel of Fortune, and the consumers got coupons to buy more of the water that the lawyers were alleging was defective?
Goodlatte says this bill will fix the problem. It limits lawyers' fees to the value of coupons actually redeemed, and it shifts big class action lawsuits involving plaintiffs and defendants from different states from state court into federal court, the venue corporate defendants prefer. Opponents who knew they couldn't stop the bill lashed out at it anyway. They acknowledged that some lawyers have crossed the line, but they said that's no reason to overhaul the whole legal system. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi called the bill a belated Valentine for big business.
This bill would help shield large corporations from any accountability for Enron-style shareholder fraud, for activities that violate employee rights under state law, and for telemarketing fraud targeted at the elderly. When Americans are injured or even killed by Vioxx or Celebrex or discriminated against by Walmart, they may never get their day in court.
Washington Democrat Jay Inslee says it may sound like a good idea to send large multi-state class action lawsuits to federal courts, but he says there's a catch-22.
Because in the federal courts, if you happen to be in a plaintiff's group of multiple states and the laws are a little different in the states, you know what the federal courts do? They throw out the class action.
Some Democrats suggest that the Republicans' real aim is to weaken trial lawyers, who are big campaign contributors to Democrats. Michigan's John Conyers called this legislation the beginning of a broader plan to shield corporations against medical malpractice, asbestos, and other types of lawsuits.
The majority's assault on victims and consumers is unprecedented in its scope and stunning in its breadth.
But Democrats like Virginia's Jim Moran, who voted for this bill, called it a reasonable compromise.
In fact, Democratic senators representing 19 states voted for this bill in the other body. Why did they do this? Because they believe, on balance, that consumers are going to be better represented.
President Bush issued a statement lauding the bill as an important step forward in efforts to reform the litigation system. He's expected to sign it into law today. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.